This is She Led Me by the Dick, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Please note that this story uses the word daddy as an honorific, and all of the participants in this story are consenting adults. It amuses me to see us in the bathroom mirror. I'm so much taller and broader than she is. We grin our reflections. She's proudly brimming with daddy's cum. Her cheeks are flushed. I have scratches on my shoulders and back. What a night it's been. My arm reaches around her shoulders and pulls her against me. Her skin still feels warm. She rests her head against me and she holds my hand. Her grin fades and she looks into the eyes of my reflection. I feel so content. I turn and draw her in for a hug. I kiss the top of her head. She melts against me and I enjoy her scent. Just a moment before I have to shower and get ready for bed. My fingers trace down her back. Her breathing changes. Her skin glows warmer. Surely not. She looks up at me and holds my gaze. She's too far down to initiate a kiss, and if I want to have a shower, I can turn and have a shower. But our lips are already touching, and with a gentle peck, she shrinks in my shadow. Now my breathing changes. Her fingers are on my chest. They touch the hair on it with fascination, as if it's the first time, as if she wasn't clawing at it only minutes before while I flooded her submissive cunt with cum. Her mouth opens and our tongues touch. I can't see her face, but I know she's smiling. My brain is functioning differently now. I've forgotten that I came here for a shower. I don't even know what room I'm in. Her soft hand has wrapped around my cock. The other hand gently touches my balls. Our kisses are no longer flirtatious. She struggles with the angle of her neck as I tower over her, hungrily taking more. I wonder if I'm overwhelming her. Is the giant man being too insistent, too aggressive? I should be responsible. Except, we've moved rooms. We're in the bedroom now. Which means that as I wondered about my oh-so-dominant aggression and greed, she apparently led me out of the room by my hard cock, kissing me the whole time as I throbbed in her hand. "Sit down," she says. So I guess we're at the bed. I sit on the bed and she looks me in the eye as she guides my dick into her pretty face. I hear myself growl while I watch her take all of me in. My hand rests on her head, and for a fleeting moment I have no agency. All I know is the warmth of her mouth around me. This could be it. I can sit here and let her drain yet more cum from me, coating her throat. I'm dazed, and it's so very nearly the option I choose. But then my eyes move over the shape of her back, her hips, and her ass. Laid out before me as she sucks my dick. I have to. I have to fuck her. I either just said that out loud, or managed to at least modify it to, I have to fuck you. Whichever one it was, she says, yes, daddy. And now she's on the bed, with her face in the mattress, and her arse in the air. I clamp my hand hard on her shoulder, and push into her soaking wet cunt. There are times when I move in her with a deliberate build, when I want to slowly control our experience, and make her clamp my dick with need before pushing her over. Not this time. This time I throw myself into her with urgency, red marks already form on her skin under my fingers. She either just moaned or giggled, but my speed increases and I slap her ass with my free hand, all while pulling her onto me with the other. She gasps and swears into the bedding, and I growl again, knowing that she's close to coming. I want to control when we come, to try and make us come together. I want to conduct all the music and all the choreography and be the author of all of this. And then she says, "Come for me, Daddy." Fuck. Fuck. And I do. My legs shake and both hands grab her hips as I climb high inside her. She says something, but I have no idea what, either because she's incapable of actually speaking or because I'm incapable of actually hearing. Her cunt grips me and I empty myself as she calls out. I punch the last thrusts into her and watch her curved spine arch as she receives it all like a good girl. She collapses under the strain and trembles against the sheets while I finish. She speaks again, and now I can hear what she's saying. "Oh my God, Daddy. Oh my God." The last few pumps of my cum are released, and then I pull her up and kiss her from behind. Our bodies radiate against each other, and I smile, knowing that she's carrying yet more of me inside her. I'm again struck by our size difference, just like in the bathroom mirror, when I felt so tall and so powerful and in control. How I can take her whenever I want, use her whenever I want. But that look in her eye, fuck. I'm completely outmatched. If you liked that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.